So we're up to the sixth bracha of Shmona Esrei, which is a bracha of Salach Lanu, Avinu Kichatanu, Machal Lanu, Malkenu Kifashanu, Kimocha V'Soleach, Ata Barcha, Ata Hashem Chanun, Hamar Be'Lesloach. So this is the bracha that is the bracha for forgiveness. Why do you need a bracha for forgiveness? Because the bracha before was a bracha for tshuva. Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasech. When we ask God to help bring us back, when we ask through Ribono Shel'Olam to help bring us close, to help us learn Torah again, to help us do mitzvahs, to help us daven, to help us really want it, to do a tshuva me'ahava. But once we do tshuva, once we are engaged in the process of going back to our roots, going back to the core, to the Nitzotz Eloki, that godly spark that was never really defiled, so then the second half is what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu being forgiving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu restoring our spiritual state to what it was. And the Tefer Shlomo, the Radomsker, he says that we know the Torah famously tells us, a pasuk that we scream out, Yom Kippur night, Kol Nidre night, Salachti Kidvarecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I've forgiven them based on your words, Salachti Kidvarecha, as you have said. And the Tefer Shlomo says that Salachti Kidvarecha wasn't only for the sins of the Dor HaMidbar, the sins of the generation in the desert, but Salachti Kidvarecha is really something that we go through each day. How? The Tefer Shlomo says that the Slicha that Hashem will give you each and every day is based upon your Kavana in this Bracha. Because Salachti Kidvarecha, I'm going to forgive you like you said. Meaning, so if a person says, Slach lan avinu kichatanu, with kavana, with really, shifchi kamayim libich, of pouring out his heart, of really being connected to God, and wanting Hashem to forgive us, to be able to restore our soul, so the Tefer Shlomo says that you'll mamash get great, great slicha mechila. But if a person doesn't do it with such kavana, the Baal HaTanya, the Likutei Torah, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, not in the Tanya itself, but in what was like sort of his parish on Chumash in Likutei Torah, the Baal HaTanya also says that, you know, the famous Kabbalistic concept of Isarusa de la Sata, Isarusa de la Ela, that an awakening below causes an awakening above. That very often God mirrors what we do, right? The idea, Hashem Tilcha, Hashem is your shadow, the way you're forgiving to others, Hashem is going to forgive you, right? That's the whole idea of Tefillah Zaka, of forgiving everyone before you go into Yom Kippur, so that the Ribono Shel Olam will forgive you. But so too, the Baal HaTanya writes that when Salachti Kidvarecha is meant literally, God was revealing a metaphysical truth to us. To the degree that we are going to ask for forgiveness, that we're going to be earnest and honest in our quest for restoring that relationship with Hashem, and Hashem wiping us, our sins away, restoring our souls, so to the degree that we're really asking for it, so to that degree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will really give it to us. And in fact, that's how some use this Baal Tanya to explain the end of the bracha, which we're going from the beginning to the end. We didn't even start the bracha, but how does the bracha end? Hamar be'lisloach. What does hamar be'lisloach mean? What does hamar be mean? Echad hamar be, one who like does a lot, right? The one who does a lot. Hamar be'lisloach means that God forgives a lot. So one taich of it, one explanation is that Hashem has many different levels of slicha mechila. Hashem has many different levels of forgiveness. He forgives many different ways in the sense that the degree that you're going to ask for forgiveness, to that degree Hashem is going to actually forgive you. So that's why it's really tully and how we daven. And Reb Tzadok HaKohen takes it to the next level. Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, that's the Kohen Gadol in Hasidic literature, he says something a little scarier. We know from the Rambam, from the Gemara in Yuma, that there are certain sins that to really atone for the sins, Hashem has to send us Yisurin. We have to suffer. Right? What is suffering? So the Gemara says, putting your hand in your pocket to pull out a nickel, and you pull out a penny to pull out a quarter, you pull out a dime, that's a version of suffering in this world. When things don't go the way you want, you can accept that as suffering. So there are many, many little different things that we suffer throughout the course of the day. But we know, unfortunately, people are prone to sinning and we make mistakes. So there could be a lot of Yisurin, Rachman al-Tzan, God forbid, there could be a lot of suffering, Chas v'Shalom, that's supposed to be coming our way. So I remember when I was in Kollel and YU, I had a car that I called my Yisurin mobile. Car we had always broke down. We inherited it from my grandfather, my grandparents. When they got a new car, they gave us their old car. And Mom just kept breaking down. I mean, I wasn't so good at changing the oil on time. And, you know, there definitely were things that, I probably could have been more attentive to. But Mamish, it was like, I said, Baruch Hashem, beginning a marriage, that's where my Yisurin is going. That my Yisurin is going out to my car. Like, I was friendly with the AAA guys that service the Yeshiva University of Washington Heights area. And they'd always take me to my mechanic, who was on the corner of L and Coney Island Avenue, where Zish Jacobowitz and Bruce Corin, where, Bruce and Zish were now pomegranate, the supermarkets. That's where my...
That's took you from the Heights?
Yeah, there? Yeah, it was great. And AAA plus for, you know. So I knew all the drivers. But, you know, you add my Yisurin Mobile Brahman, it's not a person supposed to have suffering in this world. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, if you have kavana in this bracha, it mamish can wipe away the Yisurin you're supposed to have for that day. It's in a wild thing. It says, the degree to which you have kavana in this bracha, Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, you can wipe away the Yisurin. Why? Because it makes sense. Because Salachti Kidvarecha. Salachti Kidvarecha. If we take this Yisod, and again, it's a fundamental ingredient in Tshuva. We scream it out and call Nidre Night. And that's the Yisod Gadol we have to know. There is something else to this bracha that's very important. It's a famous story of Shimon Schwab, who was the chief rabbi of the Yankee community for many years in Washington Heights, Kaladas Yishurin and Broyers. So before that, he came to America. He was a rabbi in Baltimore. And he tells the story that one time he saw one of the women from his congregation in Baltimore was walking out of a church. And he was just like, what? What are you doing coming out of a church? And the woman said to him, said, Rabbi, they have something. It's so good. We should get it. Said, so what are you talking about? Said, Rabbi, this something they have, we should really institute it. Said, what are you talking about? She says, confessional. It's great. You go into a booth, Rabbi. You close the curtain. It's anonymous. You say, forgive me, Father, because I have sinned. And he says to you, you know, don't worry. Say this psalm and that psalm. Light a few candles, you know, and it'll all be good. He said, Rabbi, why don't we have something like that? Rav Schaub looked at her and says, ma'am, we do. We do have confessional. We have it three times a day, or a woman twice a day. We don't have it. And you know, Rabbi Mansour has such a beautiful vart in his sefer. He says, we know there's a din, Safik Brachos Lahakel. I mean, it's a cute drash. Safik Brachos Lahakel. What does Safik Brachos Lahakel mean? Safik Brachos Lahakel mean, in case of doubt, you make, you don't say the bracha, right? Rabbi Mansour says, the fact that we say Baruch Atah Hashem Chanun Amar Bel Eslach, you know what it means? It's not a suffix. It's not a suffix. The Rabbi Shalom is forgiving you. If you say this and you mean it, the Rabbi Shalom is going to forgive you. You hear it? It's a tremendous vart. Like, you need the priest, Rachman al Tzlan, Lahavdil Alfi Avdalis, to say, you're forgiven, my child? The Amar Chanun Amar Bel Eslach, Lashon of Chanun, we know Chanun is Lashon of Chinam, free. Chanun hamar b'lisloach, for free, for no reason. Hashem is mar b'lisloach, and we're going to talk again. We just said the idea of the Balatanya and the Radomsker, what a mar b'lisloach means. We can get to even more, many, many more pshatim. But let's get back to the beginning of the bracha. No, first the question.
But just back to the story. I mean, it's sin in a way because, you know, so many people don't realize, right? We have this because, let's say, Lashon HaKodesh isn't their like native tongue.
I think what the woman felt was, it wasn't so much the Hebrew versus the English, because you could have it in English.
Right.
I think what she meant was that you feel the presence of the priest, and the priest says to you, you're forgiven, my daughter. So that's what he's saying, you don't need a priest, you have the Eibishter. You know, so I thought that the Rabbi Mansour, that Safik, I thought that was a nice word to say that we're confident that the Rebbe is going to forgive us. If you say this bracha, and you have Kavan in this bracha, the Redomsker, the Tzadik, the Balatanya, that you have a certain kava, you have a certain emunah, that the Rebbe Shalom is going to forgive you. But let's just get to the bracha itself to understand the actual words of the bracha. So we say, Salach lanu avinu ki chatanu, forgive us our father because we have sinned. Chait is normally, what type of sin is chait? Chait is shogeg. Chatas is a shogeg. So that's not a b'mezin. Mechal lanu malkeinu, pardon us, our king, ki fashanu. Because we, what's pesha? Pesha is like rebellious, is a purposeful sin. You sin deliberately, right? So what's pshat? Why do we use these two phrases? So many, many mefarshim say that the difference of slicha and mechila, of chet and pesha, is related to appealing to God, both as Avinu, as our Father, and also Malkeinu, also as our King. Because what's slicha? Slicha is complete erasure of the sin. Slicha is when you totally remove it. Mechila, bimochel me, pardon, right? What is pardon? What's a mechila? You sinned. It's there, but I'm not going to punish you for it. I forgive you in the sense that I pardon you. You don't have punishment anymore, but you, I mean, the lawyers amongst us will tell us. If someone's pardoned by the president, does it mean, is it mafkia, the shame avera? They did no avera anymore, or they did an avera, but they're pardoned. Their sentence is commuted. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's the latter? Okay. Howard, nah, I love you, but I'll take the lawyers. No,
I have a law degree.
Do you?
No.
Oh, yeah. A Torah law degree. I have a Torah law degree. Excellent. But the idea that in Mechila, you're pardoned, there's still a sin that you've done, but I'm not going to punish you. And that's the difference between Avinu and Malkeinu. And that's the difference between a chet, an accidental sin, and a pesha, a rebellious sin. Because very often, when a child does something bad, a parent will poo-poo it. You know, again, does it to the parents. Parents furious. Ah, you, right? But, you know, a kid does something, you know, whatever it is, running around, cause an issue. Ah, they're just being kids, didn't mean anything. What? No, hurt another kid. I didn't mean it. It was an accident. My kid's not a bad natured kid. You know, when a kid does some type of bad thing, it's always a mistake. It was never purposeful. It was never deliberate. No one wants to think of their kid as like the devil incarnate. You know what I'm saying? No one wants to think of their kid as like that kid is just bad to the bone. Like, no. It's a good kid, just mistaken. Right, so that's why the first thing, Slachlo Navinu Kichatana, we appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Av. We appeal to the Rebbeinu Shlom as a father who's going to forgive Kichatanu, total forgiveness, Slicha, meaning totally wipe things away, because on the level of God as Avinu, on the level of us being an extension of the Rebbeinu Shlom, Brakara da Avuha, the Nitzot Eloki inside each and every one of us, we know the Gemara in Sota says that every chait is essentially what? Nichnas bo ruach shtos. We know every sin, how do you really sin if you believe in God? How do you sin if you believe in God? How do you sin? It's because you go temporarily insane, right? That's what the Gemara in Sota says, right? So if you go temporarily insane, that's a chait. We know that it wasn't purposeful. And the Ribbono Shlom is going to just wipe it all away, because in that level, the Ribbono Shlom is Avinu. But also there's Mechalanu Malkeinu Kifashanu. At the same time, we have to recognize that God is also a king. A king means that when you sin against a king, when you violate the king's decree, so it's not so posh that the king is going to just, you didn't really mean it, I understand. No. The king, off with the head, right? The king is much more medactic. The king is much more meticulous and scrupulous in terms of examining the deeds of a citizen against him. So there we just daven for mechila. We daven for mechila on both levels. Of course, first we appeal to the Ribbono Shel Avinu, that look at everything we did just as a chait. Nothing was a passion. Nothing was an oven. Mechalanu Malkeinu Kifashanu. And if we can't get that level, at least the level of the Ribbono Shel is Malkeinu Kifashanu, because we still sinned against you, and we're moded that there was a spirit of rebelliousness. There was a spirit of pesha, of negligence on our part, towards our spiritual self, towards Ribbono Shel Olam. And why do we ask for these things? Ki mochel v'soleach ata. Mochel v'soleach ata is lashon hove. Miochel v'soleach ata is the Balatan, not the Balatan, excuse me. As the Ramosha Cordovero, the Ramak, and the Tomer Devora points out, God is continuously pardoning. God is continuously forgiving our averus, continuously. Because every second right now, as you're existing, you know how you're existing right now? The Ramak says we all exist right now because God at this very moment is giving us life. At this very moment, God is animating us. He's giving us chiyus. He's giving us life. And at this very moment, when God is giving us life, so Baruch Hashem, right now we're all learning Torah together, right? There are 10 Jews learning Torah together. That's a very big thing. 10 Jews learning Torah. It's not a small thing. They say, Malachim, Malachim, that are trying to come close to us now, we're burning up. Malachim can't even come to us when you have a minion of Jews that are learning Torah together, right? So everyone has to really stay up, right? No one falls asleep, because you fall asleep, you don't have a minion learning together, right? But, yeah. Always defending Kivi. Kivi's always defending. You're like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, you're the great defender, right, of the Jewish people. So there has to be a little din, Kivi. There has to be a little din. Right, right. That's true. That's true. We want.
And
you know. We want slicha. Right. We don't want mechili. We want slicha. Everything. Kichatanu. It's all accidental. But that kimolcha v'saleach ata, that at every moment we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel v'saleach. And what's interesting is we started with slicha and then we switched to mechila, meaning with the highest level, and then we went, okay, if we can't get the highest level, we want the lowest level. Here we go. We start with the lower level, mechila, that first I understand you'll at least pardon us in terms of not punishing us, giving us the opportunity to grow even further, to be worthy of slicha. That's the goal. The goal is to go from mechila to slicha, that if we can't be at a point at which we're deserving of mamish, everything being wiped out, okay, so first to start on the level, you know, pischuli pesach kichudo shalmacha, just open up a little bit, in tshuva of taking away mechila, and then that can open up even further into the idea of slicha. So that's mochel v'soleach ata. But then we go further. Baruch Ata Hashem, Chanun Hamar Belisloach. What's Chanun Hamar Belisloach? Chanun Hamar Belisloach. Right now someone can go to sleep, because we have an 11th. So now someone can go to sleep, right? Chanun Hamar Belisloach. What's Chanun Hamar Belisloach? David, you're coming at the end of the bracha. I'm sorry. It's at the end of the bracha. But so we said one, we said Pshat was a Balatanya. Marbe l'sloach. Marbe, who increases slicha. What does that mean? Marbe, lot of forgiveness. So from the Balatanya, we said Salachti Kidvarach, the different levels of slicha that the Ribbono Shalom gives. Because based upon how a person really asks for slicha mechila, so to that level, a person asks, Hashem, please forgive me. You know, I feel a little bit bad. Okay, Hashem will forgive you a little bit. A person who mamish in this bracha is crying, says, please Hashem, remove all my stains. Let me be able to be totally, totally close. Just wipe it all away. That's a much higher level. And so that, hamar b'lisloach, there are a lot of different options when it comes to slicha, and those options depend on us. How we are going to ask the Ribbono Shalom, to that degree, the Ribbono Shalom will forgive us. There is a second pshat, chanun hamar belisloach. Mar belisloach means that chanun, again, la chanun, the lashon of chinam, that God does this out of his graciousness, for free, even when we're not really deserving. Hamar be means that Hashem gives us so many ways to gain God's forgiveness, right? In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we're karbonos. Now, this tefillah, Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva talks about Torah. Talmud Torah, just like you sin is a fire, the Torah was given with fire, the fire of Torah can burn away sins, right? Remember, that's one of my favorite vorts that I've ever heard from. I didn't hear too many vorts from Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum, Zatzal, the Mir Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Sorotskin's father-in-law, Goldie Sorotskin's father. So Rabbi Shmuel once had an unbelievable vort, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And to appreciate, you have to, I don't know how many of you have ever seen Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum would say over Torah, he'd be screaming and he'd be jumping and he was all over the place. And it would be in Yiddish, right? It would be in Yiddish. He was mamish, like all over the place, Reb Shmuel. So mamish makes sense that it comes from him. The vart was that, you know, Hashem had to hold the mountain, the Gemara tells us, over the Jewish people to accept the Torah, and if not, you're going to be buried there. Meaning God had to coerce the Jews. So the shaila is, why did God have to coerce the Jews? Why did God have to coerce them? So Tosa says, what's Pshat? Well, Tosa says, why do you have to... What? Right, that's the question. Tosa asks, well, they said, Nasav and Ishmael, why do you have to coerce them? So what does Marsha say? Marshal time is because, no, this is the Tosfot. One second, what's the Tosfot? The Marshal, I have to check it again. They say that, I understand, but Well, they said Nasa v'nishma. Why'd they have to force him? Because God came with the fire. The kolos of Rakim was so scary to them. This eisho chalas, this all-consuming fire that descended on Har Sinai, they were so afraid of the fire, they started backing away. So Shaz, why do you have to give it with the fire? That's the Marshaya Santosis. So leave out the fire. Why did God have to come down in a fire and you see, I scare the Jews and then they back away? No, and they have to force him to accept the Torah. So Elamai, why? So Shmuel Birnbaum says, Elamai, you know what it teaches you? Torah without fire is nish Torah. It's not Torah without fire. You have to have it. If you don't have a fire for the Torah, a placid, cool limudat Torah, that's not limudat Torah. Limudat Torah has to be with fire, has to excite you. You don't have to be screaming and jumping all around, but it has to be a passion. There has to be ideas that have to excite you and have to grab you and have to light you up, right? So the idea that the Shari Tshuva says, Rabbeinu Yonah, that Torah is a form of coming to Tshuva, right? So there's Karbanos, there's Torah, you know, of course, Tefillah. Tefillah is imperative for Tshuva. We know it right now. A person can be Mispalel to do Tshuva. And of course, what's another ingredient, another way we talk about doing Tshuva? Come on, Sana Tokev, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tztaka. Tztaka is a method for doing Tshuva as well. Tztaka Tatzel Mimavis. Melch Oiv Tzedaka Mishpat. We'll get to that when we get to that bracha. But Hamar B'Lislach means there's so many methods that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us to be able to really do Tshuva. So many ways to accomplish Tshuva. I mean, we don't need the Tzom. We're not talking about the fasting in our day and age. You know, we're not really supposed to engage in such type of self-negation. But certainly, Hamar B'Lislach, many ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could gives us, many methods Hashem gives us to do Tshuva and to gain Slicha. And then there's my last part, the last part that I saw, which is the most beautiful. So we know, we always say from Shlomo HaMelech, Sheva Yipal HaTzadik V'Kamlo, right? The Tzadik falls 7 times, and what makes the Tzadik is what? Is that he gets up. Is that he gets up each time. Sheva Yipal HaTzadik V'Kamlo. And use the Lashon of 7, because 7 represents nature, it's only natural that we fall. You ever wonder what God is thinking? This schmo, he keeps sinning. Okay, it's nice that he has the ratzon. Okay, I'm going to schlep myself back up. I'm going to schlep myself again. I'm going to get up again. But the Ribbono Shel Olam really never tires of it. It's very nice of Shlomo HaMelech, right? Like, really? Sheva yipal atzadik v'kamlo? So what does Chazal tell us? Anshei next gedolah, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chanun Hamar B'Lislach. You know what Hamar B'Lislach means? That Hashem has a lot of forgiveness ready for you. Hashem will forgive you again and again and again and again. We know there's a concept that a person can't say Echdev Ashuv. That at the time the person is sinning, the Gemara says this, the Rambam discusses this, everyone discusses the idea, you can't say when you're sinning that I'm going to sin and then I'm going to do tshuva. Right? That mamash tshuva doesn't work, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva. It's based upon the Gemara and the end of Yuma, right? The famous Gemaras there, that a person can't say echdev ashuv, that I'm going to sin and then I'm going to do tshuva. Because if you could have used your to fought against the Yitzhara and defeated it, but instead you said, no, don't worry, I don't have to fight my Yitzhara, I'll just sin and then I'll do tshuva, the tshuva is not going to work. But a person who does fight, Rachmana Litzlan, we have such great nisyonos. We have really strong nisyonos today's day and age. And the nisayana, and that's because we were meeting about it before, but it's mamish, the worst vart. It's such a scary vart. Every time I say it, I get freaked out, so I shouldn't say it. But you know why, when you say Mishaberach, they use the mother's name, not the father's name?
Yeah. The father is
what?
Fallible, the mother is more innocent.
Why? Why is the father
she's
fallible?
She doesn't have a requirement of doing certain mitzvahs.
Of Talmud Torah. Right, so. I saw Vart, you know why we use the mother's name when you want to get a zechus for a person instead of the father's name? Because the father is a chi of Talmud Torah. And who's to say that anyone really fulfills the chi of Talmud Torah? Bittel Torah is Ayam Venora. It's really frightening, especially in this. It's such an Asayan not to waste time. Forget about looking at priests. Forget about, you know, even if it's not nothing priestistic, in an election year, there's a lot to talk about. Romney's vart, McCain's vart, the other experts' vart, that we have to embrace them already, and the third vart, that, you know, the nukes in North Korea are being ready. I mean, this is just looking for 2 minutes before this year. But there's so much, in so many interesting things, and we need all of them to be educated consumers. How much Torah does that come at the cost of? How much Torah does that come at the cost of? Because all that time that we could, yeah, look at this and that and ESPN and Steph Curry had another 50 points and he had another this and we have to know this and we have to know which baseball player suspended for drugs, for beating his wife, for having a gun, for, you know, whatever it really, bitul Torah, I mean, Chanun Hamar B'Lislovach. You know, the Rebbeinu Shem is willing to forgive us. It's an unbelievable thing. Hamar, but God has a lot of forgiveness for us. But we have to want it, and we have to feel bad, and we have to seek it. And that's why we end talking about this bracha with how we began. From the Tiferet Shlomo, Salachti Kidvarecha. Hashem says, I'm going to forgive you the way you ask me to forgive you. If you say this bracha with kavana, you're going to have unbelievable slicha mechila. If you say this bracha, nah. So you're going to get an eh slicha mechila. Right? Eh kavana gets eh slicha mechila. A gishmak kavana gets a gishmak slicha mechila. And at the end of the bracha, I really hold it's the greatest chizuk. Baruch ata Hashem, chanun hamar belislavach. Hashem is ready to forgive you as many times as you really ask to be forgiven. As long as you're trying, God has a lot on the forgiveness bag. You know, every parent, Hashem should bless us all, you know, every parent, the kid's like, okay, how do you love us all the same? You know, like, how can you have so much love? You know, you had all this love for me, and then my sibling came along, and so the love had to split, right? Like, no, I have as much love for it. How could that be? That doesn't make sense. So as parents, we know it doesn't make sense, but we're going to keep that quiet. You know, parents, we have our own little secrets, right? There's no such thing as a favorite kid, right? Right. Of course not. Why are you laughing so much? I'm going to tell you what. No, but...
Right.
But the idea that... What?
I believe.
Yeah, we're not going there, Andrew. But the idea of Chanun Hamarbe, that Hashem Ma'amush, he never runs out of forgiving. Forgiveness. Hashem doesn't run out. Hamar, but just constantly increasing how much forgiveness he has. And we just have to ask it every day to save us from Yisur and to save us from suffering and allowing us to keep coming closer and closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Have a great Shabbos, Chaver.